This paper has been slightly modified to optimize your listening experience. We have included only a brief description of the figures and tables and removed all references, citations, data in parentheses, appendices, acknowledgments, footnotes, and endnotes. The full text is available in HTML, PDF, and EPUB formats. September 2013. International Review of Research in Open and Distance Learning. The title of this article is OER Scout Technology Framework, a Novel Approach to Open Educational Resources Search. The authors are Ishan Sudira Abeywardena, Wawasan Open University, Malaysia, Chi Seng Chan, University of Malaya, Malaysia, and Choi Yung Pham, Wawasan Open University, Malaysia. Abstract. The Open Educational Resources, OER, movement has gained momentum in the past few years. With this new drive towards making knowledge open and accessible, a large number of OER repositories have been established and made available online throughout the world. However, the inability of existing search engines such as Google, Yahoo, and Bing to effectively search for useful OER which are of acceptable academic standard for teaching purposes is a major factor contributing to the slow uptake of the entire movement. As a major step towards solving this issue, this paper proposes OER Scout, a technology framework based on text mining solutions. The objectives of our work are to 1. Develop a technology framework which will parametrically measure the usefulness of an OER for a particular academic purpose based on the openness, accessibility, and relevance attributes. And 2. Provide academics with a mechanism to locate OER which are of an acceptable academic standard. From our user tests, we have identified that OER Scout is a sound solution for effectively zeroing in on OER which can be readily used for teaching and learning purposes. Introduction. Open educational resources, OER, have the potential to become a major source of freely reusable teaching and learning resources, especially in higher education, HE. The UNESCO Paris OER Declaration defines OER as teaching, learning and research materials in any medium, digital or otherwise, that reside in the public domain or have been released under an open license that permits no-cost access, use, adaptation and redistribution by others with no or limited restrictions. Open licensing is built within the existing framework of intellectual property rights as defined by relevant international conventions and respects the authorship of the work. Claims have also been made by Caswell, Henson, Jensen, and Wiley that the move towards OER can significantly reduce the costs of learning. Thus, OER has the potential to broaden access and provide equity in education. This is especially important for countries in the Global South. The recently concluded OER Asia study surveyed 420 junior to senior academics from public and private HE institutions in 9 countries representing a majority of sub-regions in Asia. Based on this study, Abeywardena, Dinarjan, and Chan state that 57.4% of the academics feel the lack of ability to locate specific and relevant resources using existing search engines to be a serious inhibitor of the use of OER. It is further pointed out that, in general, academics search and locate OER which are freely available on the Internet. However, many of these resources have not been subjected to academic quality assurance, QA. Procedures imposed by degree accrediting organizations such as the Malaysian Qualifications Agency, MQA. In contrast, institutional and peer-reviewed OER repositories maintain an acceptable level of academic quality of material. These materials can be readily used and reused for teaching purposes. Furthermore, these repositories are equipped with native search mechanisms which facilitate the searching of relevant OER for a particular teaching need. Unfortunately, according to the study, only 43.2% of the academics use native search facilities of OER repositories. On the other hand, generic search engines such as Google, Yahoo, and Bing are found to be used by 96.9% of the academics for OER search. From this comparison, it is apparent that many academics depend on generic search mechanisms to locate the required OER for their teaching purposes. As a result, the inability of these generic mechanisms to locate useful OER for a particular teaching need, as will be discussed, has in fact become an inhibitor to the wider adoption of OER for teaching in Asia. In order to overcome this barrier, a centralized search mechanism which can locate academically useful OER needs to be introduced. As a major step towards solving this issue, in this paper, we propose OER Scout, a technology framework based on text mining solutions. The objectives of our work are to, 1, develop a technology framework which will parametrically measure the usefulness of an OER for a particular academic purpose based on the openness, accessibility, and relevance attributes. And, 2, provide a search mechanism to effectively zero in on OER which are of an acceptable academic standard. The rest of the paper is structured as follows. The literature review section gives an overview of the current solutions available to search for OER. The methodology section details the proposed method. The results and discussion sections provide the expert user test results and discussion respectively. And the conclusion concludes the work and discusses some future work. Overall, the paper provides a holistic view of the complete project. Literature review. Most current OER initiatives are based on established web technology platforms and have accumulated large volumes of quality resources. However, one limitation inhibiting the wider adoption of OER is the current inability to effectively search for academically useful OER from a diversity of sources. This limitation of locating fit-for-purpose resources is further heightened by the disconnectedness of the vast array of OER repositories currently available online. As a result, West and Victor argue that there is no single search engine which is able to locate resources from all the OER repositories. Furthermore, according to Dychev and Dychova, one of the major barriers to the use and reuse of OER is the difficulty in finding quality OER matching a specific context, as it takes an amount of time comparable with creating one's own materials. Unwin argues that the problem with open content is not the lack of available resources on the internet but the inability to effectively locate suitable resources for academic use. The UNESCO Paris OER Declaration states the need for more research in this area to encourage the development of user-friendly tools to locate and retrieve OER that are specific and relevant to particular needs. Thus, the necessity for a system which could effectively search the numerous OER repositories with the aim of locating usable materials has taken center stage. The most common method of searching for OER is to use generic search engines such as Google, Yahoo, or Bing. Even though this method is the most commonly used, it is not the most effective, as discussed by Perkalainen and Pawlowski, who argue that searching this way might be a long and painful process as most of the results are not usable for educational purposes. Alternative methods for OER search can be broadly categorized into federated search and semantic search. Federated search is achieved either by searching across different repositories at runtime or by periodically harvesting metadata for offline searching. Recent examples of federated search include, 1, BRENHET2 proposed by De La Prieta, Gill, Rodriguez, and Martin, which is a multi-agent system, MAS, which facilitates federated search between learning object repositories, LOR. 2, OpScout, which copies metadata from existing repositories to create an index of resources accessible through a faceted search approach. 3. Global Learning Object Brokered Exchange, GLOBE, which acts as a central repository of IEEE LOM educational metadata harvested from various member institutional repositories. And, 4, Pearson's Project Blue Sky, which is a custom search engine specifically concentrating on searching for OER with an academic focus. Semantic search is derived from semantic web technologies where people are considered as producers or consumers and machines as enablers. Some of the recent semantic search initiatives are, 1, the OERCC ontology, which describes various accessibility levels. 2, the assistant prototype proposed by Casali, Deco, Romano, and Tome, which helps users with respect to loading metadata through automation. 3, the Folksmantic project, which is a hybrid search system combining OCW Finder and OER Recommender. And, 4, AgroTags, a project concentrating on tagging resources in the agriculture domain. However, despite showing initial promise, only a handful of these solutions have proceeded beyond the prototype stage. Out of these, The ones which have become global players are mainly commercial ventures or global federations backed by philanthropic funding. One reason underpinning the relatively low success rate of these initiatives can be attributed to the current lack of a search methodology which takes into consideration the level of openness, the level of access, and the relevance of a resource for one's needs. Though one might argue that popular search engines provide advanced facilities to define various filter criteria which would refine the searches, these search engines, however, are not tailored to effectively locate OER material which are the most useful for a particular academic purpose. As such, OER consumers will need to resort to frequenting OER repositories to search for the resources they are after. Perkalainen and Pawlowski argue that native search mechanisms of repositories are relatively better at locating resources with increased usefulness. However, the problem is which repositories to choose within the large and constantly expanding global pool. Furthermore, users would be spending an extended amount of time on these repositories conducting multiple searches, making it an inefficient method for locating resources. Figure 1 shows the flow of activities in searching for suitable OER on heterogeneous repositories based on personal experience. These activities will need to be repeated on multiple repositories until the required resources are located. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the figure. Another factor inhibiting effective OER search is the heterogeneity of OER repositories. Within the context of parametric web-based search, this disparity can be broadly attributed to 1. The lack of a single metadata standard. 2. The lack of a centralized search mechanism. And 3. The inability to indicate the usefulness of an OER returned as a search result. Metadata provides a standard and efficient way to conveniently characterize educational resource properties. The majority of existing search methodologies, including mainstream search engines, such as Google, work on the concept of metadata for locating educational resources. However, it can be argued that the annotation of resources with metadata cannot be made 100% accurate or uniform if done by the creators of the resource. Therefore, the use of human-annotated metadata in performing objective searches becomes subjective and inaccurate. A possible way to overcome this inaccuracy and to ensure uniformity of metadata is to utilize a computer-based methodology which would consider the content, domain, and locality of the resources, among others, for autonomously annotating metadata. As a solution to these issues, this paper proposes the OER Scout technology framework which accurately clusters text-based OER by building a keyword document matrix, KDM. Using autonomously mined domain-specific keywords. The advantage of our work is, using the KDM, the system generates ranked lists of relevant OER from heterogeneous repositories to suit a given search query. The contribution of our work is twofold. Firstly, we propose a technology framework for locating OER, which are useful for academic needs. In this regard, the advantage of OER Scout over existing OER search methodologies is the incorporation of the desirability framework in parametrically measuring the usefulness of an OER with respect to openness, accessibility, and relevance. Secondly, we introduce a novel methodology which allows academics to effectively zero in on OER which can be readily used for their teaching and learning purposes. We strongly believe that the OER Scout system will broaden access and provide equity in education, particularly for countries in the global south such as India, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Myanmar, and Sri Lanka to name a few. Methodology. As discussed in the literature review, mainstream search engines, federated search, and semantic search are the key OER search methodologies adopted at present. However, all of these methodologies depend on human-annotated metadata for approximating the usefulness of a resource for a particular need. Given the limitations of human-annotated metadata with respect to accurately and uniformly describing resources, the accuracy of search becomes a function of the content creator's ability to accurately annotate resources. Therefore, the OER Scout system uses text mining techniques to annotate resources using autonomously mined keywords. The algorithm. The OER Scout text mining algorithm is designed to read text-based OER documents and learn which academic domains and subdomains they belong to. To achieve this, A bag of words approach is used due to its effectiveness with unstructured data. The algorithm extracts all the individual words from a particular document by removing noise such as formatting and punctuation to form the corpus. The corpus is then tokenized into the list of terms using the stop words found in the Onyx Text Retrieval Toolkit as shown in Figure 2. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the figure. The extraction of the content describing terms from the list of terms for the formation of the term document matrix, TDM, is done using the term frequency inverse document frequency, TFIDF, weighting scheme. The weight of each term, TFIDF, is calculated using equation 1. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the equation. TFT denotes the frequency of a term T in a single document. IDFT denotes the frequency of a term T in all the documents in the collection where N is the number of documents in the collection. The probability of a term T being able to accurately describe the content of a particular document as a keyword decreases with the number of times it occurs in other related and non-related documents. For example, the term introduction would be found in many OER documents which discuss a variety of subject matter. As such, the TFIDF of the term introduction would be low compared to terms such as operating systems or statistical methods, which are more likely to be keywords. Due to the large number of documents available in OER repositories and their document lengths, the TF value of certain words will be quite high. As a result, there will be a considerable amount of noise being picked up while identifying the keywords. However, the large number of documents will also increase the IDF value of words, reducing the TF-IDF value, which results in the reduction of noise picked up as keywords. As such, the TF-IDF weighting scheme allows the system to refine its set of identified keywords at each iteration. Therefore, the TF-IDF weighting scheme is found to be suitable for extracting keywords from the OER documents. Keyword Document Matrix, KDM. The Keyword Document Matrix, KDM, a subset of the TDM, is created for the OER Scout system by matching the autonomously identified keywords against the documents as shown in Figure 3. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the figure. The formation of the KDM is done by 1. Normalizing the TF-IDF values for the terms in the TDM, and 2. Applying the Pareto principle, 80-20. Empirically for feature selection where the top 20% of the TF-IDF values are considered to be keywords describing 80% of the document. Figure 4 shows the formation of the KDM by normalizing the TF-IDF values of the terms in the TDM and applying the Pareto principle empirically for feature selection. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the figure. The OER Scout user interface and algorithm are implemented using the Microsoft Visual Basic .NET 2010 programming language. The corpus, list of terms, TDM and KDM are implemented using the MySQL database platform. The OER resources are fed into the system using sitemaps based on extensible markup language, XML, which contain the uniform resource locators, URLs, of the resources. When implemented, new repositories will be identified for crawling based on referrals by end users. The site maps created by the crawlers will be input into the system to be processed. The server tools will continuously run at the server, processing new documents and revisiting processed documents to ensure accuracy. The KDM is accessed by end users through the OER Scout Microsoft Windows-based client interface. The deployment architecture of OER Scout is shown in Figure 5. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the figure. Calculation of the desirability. The desirability of OER is a parametric measure of the usefulness of an OER for a particular academic need based on 1. Level of openness, the permission to use and reuse the resource. 2. Level of access, the technical keys required to unlock the resource. And 3. Relevance, the level of match between the resource and the needs of the user. The desirability is calculated using equation 2 and is denoted as the D-index, which is a value between 0 and 1. The higher the D-index, the more desirable an OER is for a particular academic need. The value 256 is used to normalize the access, openness, and relevance parameters. It is the product of the values 16, 4, and 4, respectively, which correspond to the highest value assigned to each parameter. The desirability of each document in the KDM is calculated using the openness, accessibility, and relevance of the document. As suggested by Abewardena, Ravarja, and Pham, the openness of the document is calculated using the Creative Commons, CC, license of the document. A maximum value of 4 is assigned to the most open CC license with respect to permission to reuse, redistribute, revise, and remix. A value of 2 is assigned to the least open license as the CC license starts at the redistribute level. The accessibility is calculated by extracting the file type of each document as shown in Table 2. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the table. This version of OER Scout is built only to index documents of type PDF, web page, text, and MS Word, as these file types were found to be the most commonly used for text-based OER. The value for each file type was calculated based on the ALMS analysis proposed by Hilton, Wiley, Stein, and Johnson, which builds on the parameters 1. Access to editing tools. 2. Level of expertise required to revise or remix. 3. Ability to meaningfully edit. And 4. Source file access. The relevance of a document to a particular search query is calculated using the TF-IDF values of the keywords, which are stored as additional parameters of the KDM. As shown in Table 3, building on the work by Vaughn, the top 10 search results based on the TF-IDF value are assigned a maximum value of 4, the top 11 to 20 search results are assigned a value of 3, the top 21 to 30 results are assigned a value of 2, and search results below 30 are assigned a minimum value of 1. The D-index of each document is then calculated using equation 2, and the desirable resources for a particular need are presented to the user in descending order. Table 1 shows openness based on the CC license. Table 2 shows accessibility based on the file type. Table 3 shows the level of relevance based on search rank. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the tables. One of the key observations made during the calculation of the desirability is that certain OER repositories do not specify or use the CC licensing scheme as the standard for defining the intellectual property rights. However, these repositories explicitly or implicitly mention that the resources are freely and openly available for use and reuse. Due to the inability of the current OER Scout system to determine the level of openness of these resources, a value of 0 was assigned to any resource which did not implement the CC licensing scheme. As such, the desirability of these resources was reduced to 0 due to the ambiguity in the license definition. This feature spares the user from legal complications attached to the use and reuse of resources which do not clearly indicate the permissions granted. Results. The application of the system in a real-world scenario was done using the Directory of Open Educational Resources, DOER, of the Commonwealth of Learning, COL. DOER is a fledgling portal OER repository which provides an easily navigable central catalog of OER distributed globally. At present, the OER available through DOER are manually classified into 20 main categories and 1,158 subcategories. However, despite covering most of the major subject categories, this particular ontology would need to expand by a large degree due to the variety of OER available in an array of subject areas. This expansion, in turn, becomes a tedious and laborious task which needs to be accomplished manually on an ongoing basis. As a possible solution to this issue, a mechanism was needed for autonomously identifying the subject areas covered in a particular OER, in the form of keywords, in order for it to be accurately cataloged. Given this requirement, DOER was used as the training data set for OER Scout. In addition to the resources categorized in DOER, 1,536 resources from the Rice University's Connections repository were also included in the training data set due to 1. The large number of OER materials available. And 2. The relatively high popularity and usage rates. an XML sitemap containing a total of 1,999 URLs belonging to the domains of arts, business, humanities, mathematics, and statistics, science and technology, and social sciences was created as the initial input. The system was run with the initial input and was allowed to autonomously create the KDM. This training process was critical to the functioning of the algorithm as it had to learn a large number of academic domains and subdomains before being able to accurately cluster resources according to the domain. On average, each document required 15 to 90 minutes to be downloaded, read, and learnt by the system depending on the size and file type. The system took approximately 5 days to process all the documents in the training data set. Although the training process required a considerable amount of time due to the lack of optimization and enterprise-scale infrastructure, this process takes place as a background operation at the server. Therefore, once the KDM is created, the end user does not experience any delays during the search process. After completion of the run, the system had processed documents of various size, file types, and licenses from 11 repositories representing many regions of the world. It was noted that there was a certain amount of noise in the keywords identified due to the limited number of resources indexed in a given domain. However, with more documents being indexed, the expansion of the list of terms will result in larger IDF values, which will decrease the TF-IDF value for noise words. This will result in the algorithm rejecting these noise words as keywords, that is, the reduction of noise. Table 4 shows the resources indexed in the KDM based on the initial input. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the table. In order to test the functionality of the system from a real-world user's perspective, 27 academics who have at least 3 to 5 years of experience in OER advocacy, creation, use, and reuse were invited to test the system. Out of the 27 experts invited, 19, including 6 professors, 5 associate professors, 3 PhD holders, and 4 mid-career academics, agreed to test the system and provide feedback. This group of users represented Australia, Brazil, Cambodia, Canada, China, Hong Kong SAR, Indonesia, Malaysia, Pakistan, and Vietnam. They comprised of varied backgrounds such as engineering, computer science, electronics, instructional design, distance education, agriculture, biology, law, and library science. The KDM was made available to this group through the OER Scout client interface shown in Figure 6. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the figure. A comprehensive user manual was provided to the users, which outlined how OER Scout searched for the most desirable resources. The testing was conducted for a duration of 7 days. The users tested the system by searching for OER for their day-to-day academic needs. At the end of the test period, the users provided qualitative feedback through a web-based feedback form on various aspects of the OER Scout framework. The general feedback, which holistically critiques the OER Scout technology framework, is consolidated in Table 5. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the table. Discussion. Empirical evidence. Figure 6 shows a search conducted for the term chemistry on OER Scout based on the KDM. In contrast to the static list of search results produced by generic search engines, OER Scout employs a faceted search approach by providing a dynamic list of suggested terms which are related to chemistry. The user is then able to click on any of the suggested terms to access the most desirable OER from all the repositories indexed by OER Scout. Furthermore, based on the selection by the user, the system will provide a list of related terms which will enable the user to drill down further to zero in on the most suitable OER for his or her teaching needs. In this particular example, the user has selected polymers as the related term to locate 2 desirable resources from the OpenLearn repository of the Open University, which is known to host OER of high academic standard. Furthermore, Figure 7 shows the search results returned by OER Scout for the search query on calculus. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the figure. The desirable resources returned are from the OpenCourseWare OCW Capilano of Canada, OpenLearn of UK, and OER AVU of Africa. As such, it can be seen that OER Scout is a more focused and dynamic system for effectively searching for desirable OER. This becomes one of the major benefits to ODL practitioners, as the system spares the user from conducting repeated keyword searches in OER repositories to identify suitable material for use. It also allows users to quickly zero in on OER suitable for their needs without reading through all the search results returned by a generic search mechanism such as Google. Table 6 summarizes some of the key features of OER Scout in contrast to the generic search engines Google, Yahoo, and Bing. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the table. User feedback. Based on the expert user feedback summarized in Table 5, the key strengths of the system include the ease of use, the specific focus on OER, the ability to quickly zero in on the required resource, and the use of desirability in the identification of the resource. The ability to autonomously identify academic domains and locate resources from heterogeneous repositories regardless of the metadata standard are also found to be strengths of the system. The users felt that OER Scout will especially benefit academics who are novices to OER. One of the major weaknesses of the current prototype version was the limited number of resources indexed. This contributes to noise in the identified keywords and results in long lists of suggested and related terms. However, as the number of resources indexed grows, this noise words will be reduced, giving way to more focused suggested and related terms. The users also felt that more advanced filters need to be added onto the search interface to allow filtering of properties such as file types and licenses. However, the fundamental concept behind the desirability framework is to parametrically identify the most useful resources without the user's intervention. This observation suggests that a change in mindset with respect to search engines needs to take place before users can get accustomed to OER Scout. The users also felt that the licensing scheme needs to be explained in non-technical terms such as can reuse, redistribute, revise and remix even commercially instead of CC BY. They further suggested that the calculation of the desirability be explained to the user. The technology framework used was also found to be a limitation of the system. The current Microsoft Windows-based client interface limits the users to Microsoft PC consumers. However, the real-world implementation of the system will be done on a web-based platform which will provide wider access regardless of device or operating system. Another limitation is that this version of OER Scout is not designed to cluster non-text-based materials such as audio, video, and animations, which is a drawback considering the growing number of multimedia-based OER. However, it is noted from the initial results that the system will accurately index multimedia-based material using the textual descriptions provided. One more design limitation is its inability to cluster resources written in languages other than English. Despite this current limitation, the OER Scout algorithm has a level of abstraction which allows it to be customized to suit other languages in the future. Considering the opportunities, the system was found to be thought-provoking with respect to finding, adopting, and adapting OER. It also appeals to the novice OER users in terms of training, affordability, teaching, and learning. This in turn will promote further research and development in the field of OER. Analyzing the threats. One of the major threats to OER Scout is the scale of the resource databases available to mainstream search engines such as Google. In this respect, the users felt that OER Scout will be unable to compete with these search engines. However, the users also felt that OER Scout addresses a few focused issues related to OER need not be compared to mainstream search engines which are more general in nature. It is also worth noting that the system will need to continuously update its resource database to ensure accuracy. Among the threats identified, the change in mindset with respect to this new search approach remains the greatest challenge to overcome. Based on the above discussion, we strongly feel that the OER Scout technology framework addresses the key deficiencies with respect to OER search. In sum, the provision of a centralized system which allows academics to effectively zero in on desirable resources hidden away in heterogeneous repositories makes OER Scout a viable alternative to existing OER search methodologies. Conclusion. With more and more OER repositories mushrooming across the globe and with the expansion of existing repositories due to increased contributions, the task of searching for useful OER has become a daunting one. As discussed in the literature, a compounding factor to this current predicament is the inability of present-day OER search methodologies to effectively locate resources which are desirable in terms of openness, access, and relevance. As a potential solution to this issue, we propose the OER Scout technology framework. OER Scout uses text mining techniques to cluster OER using autonomously mined domain-specific keywords. It is developed with a view of providing OER creators and users a centralized system which will enable effective searching of desirable OER for academic use. The benefits of OER Scout to content creators include: 1. Elimination of the need for manually annotating resources with metadata used in search. 2. Elimination of the need for publicizing the availability of a repository and the need for native search mechanisms. And 3. Reach of material to a wider audience. The system benefits OER users by: 1. Providing a central location for finding resources of acceptable academic standard. 2. Locating only the most desirable resources for a particular teaching and learning need. And 3. Allowing the user to effectively zero in on the resources they are after. Based on the initial expert user test results, OER Scout shows promise as a viable solution to the global OER search dilemma. The ultimate benefit of OER Scout is that both content creators and users will only need to concentrate on the actual content and not the process of searching for desirable OER. It is our intention to make OER Scout available as a public service via www.oerscout.org, which would allow academics to search desirable OER for their specific teaching and learning needs. We also intend to transfer the system onto a free and open source software, FOSS, platform in the spirit of openness and accessibility. Considering the limitation of the current system with respect to searching resources written in languages other than English, we are currently designing a further extension to OER Scout which will facilitate searching of resources written in other languages. Furthermore, we are exploring the possibility of autonomously extracting some important IEEE LOM metadata from OER to provide better recommendations. This is the end of the article, OER Scout Technology Framework, a novel approach to open educational resources search. The text format is available on the Erodle website, www.erodle.org. Goodbye.